grounds lived just a few houses away, you would say, and they had a border, you would say, he lives down at the Browns. But that's just a little ways. I suppose it's a half a mile. How would you say that? He lives...
I'd say he lives over at the Browns.
Suppose he was on the other side of a mountain from here. You would say he lives...
across the mountain. I'd say he lives...
The same sentence. He lives the Browns. And they are on the other side of the mountain. He lives
over at the Browns.
Suppose they live down in a valley.
Say he lived down at the Browns.
Suppose it's about 10 or 20 miles away, what would you say? He lives...
at the Browns.
Suppose it's, say, 300 or 400 miles away, he lives...
with the Browns.
Okay. Suppose there was some trouble at a party and the police came and they arrested everybody. You would say they arrested the
whole bunch.
Whole bunch. Okay.
Whole gang.
What do you call what young people do when they get out and move around on the floor to music?
Well, they call it dancing, but I call it...
What do they call it besides a dance? If you went to one, what would you call it besides a dance? Anything else?
They call them a shindig, I guess, or get-togethers.
Are there any old-fashioned words for it?
Well, a long time ago we had square dance.
If the children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school does what?
School is out.
School, 4 o'clock is the time when school
is out.
What would you say about when does school
open
again? Okay. The day after Labor Day is when school
opens.
Well, suppose a boy left home to go to school, but he didn't show. He
played hooky.
You go to school to get an
education.
Are there any other words for education?
Well, let's see. I guess you go to learn.
How about after high school, you go to
college?
After kindergarten, you go into the
elementary, primary.
Okay, are there any other terms for that?
Grade school.
And first you go into the
kindergarten?
No, after kindergarten.
First grade, I guess you call it.
A child might come in and say, look, somebody left a note on my
desk.
Our classroom has several new
pupils.
Things that you sit in.
Desks.
The building built for books is a
library.
You mail a package at the
post office.
And you stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel
or a
hotel.
You see a play in a at the
theater.
You had an operation in the
hospital.
And you're taken care of by a nurse. You catch a train at the
depot
or the rail
station, railroad station.
The open place in a city, maybe around the courthouse, would be called the what?
Park.